All right. Hanging out here with Ladybug Mecca from Diggable Planets. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you, Miss G?
I'm doing all right, too. Let's talk about you and what you've been up to. You have been so busy recently. So I thoroughly want to thank you for taking a couple minutes. I mean, let's start with, you have two new music videos of your own out.
Mm-hmm.
With You Never Get Over It and mm-hmm. Dog Star.
Right.
And we'll talk about Dog Star in a moment. But Diggable Planets also did an MTV Unplugged taping.
It was a special in support of the movie Freedom Riders that's
okay.
out now.
Okay.
Yeah, they used our song for the soundtrack, and it was in a major part of the film, I hear. I haven't seen it yet, but... They asked us to perform live, and we did, and it was cool.
Well, that is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And now, taping with it, Will.i.am?
Mm-hmm, Will.i.am and Common. I believe the both of them were responsible for pulling the soundtrack together. And Will.i.am, I believe he did about four original pieces for the soundtrack.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a nice gift for you.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool, really cool. And so Dog Star now is a video that's out as well.
Right.
And that remix features Raheem Devon.
It does.
And it's produced by Kenny Dope.
Yep.
Oh, man. And that's out,
Kenny,
right?
That's out. It's out through Ohm Records New Paradigm. It can be downloaded on iTunes. And it's available on Wax. Should be available right now. And for those of you who are subscribers to DigiWax, should be receiving some info on that real soon. But yeah, that remix was cool. I mean, me and Kenny, we've known each other for so many years, and we never worked together. So, you know, we asked him to do the remix, and he gladly did it and pulled Raheem in. And from there, sparked a beautiful, you know, working relationships. So I'm happy. The remix came out hot. We did a video. Raheem's in the video. It's kind of it's in black and white, but it has this coloring in it. You'll see some color in it that kind of it gives you that. Remember Tron? I don't know if
those
of you who remember Tron. It has that kind of feeling in terms of the color, the way the color looks. It's real cool.
All right. Thanks for bringing back Tron, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't thought about that in years.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm not that old. But Tron
me
was...
either.
Yeah, no, we just know about those things.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So you also... Gosh, let's see. Oh, my gosh. Well, this is, I guess, a pretty big one. You were sampled in the song Candy.
But, yep.
And that's Snoop doing his thing.
Yeah. Snoop sampled me for Candy.
So what happens? Like, Snoop calls you up and says, yo, Ladybug Izzle, I'm going to sample you. Is that...
Actually, you know, I'm sure it works for, you know, different ways for different producers, but Rick Rock produced the track, and he's kind of known for sampling Diggable. I know that he did for Ye Area, he sampled us also for E-40. So, no, they don't ask, you know, they just do it, you
mm-hmm.
know, it's a creative thing, they do it, and, you know, it's flattering, and it's great.
Sure is.
And then they asked me to be in the video, so how could I turn that down? It was cool. It was low budget. We were out there on Hollywood Boulevard, you know, from about 6 in the evening to 6 in the morning, just having fun, man. It was real cool. A lot of love.
I bet you had a good time, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that travels well with Snoop. Good times. and now this is off his album, Blue Carpet Treatment. We might as well give him a little plug as well.
Yeah, Blue Carpet Treatment. It came out last month.
Yep.
And, he's doing good. He's about to go on a nice little tour.
And that
with DPG and Warzone.
Right.
So that's going to be cool.
And that video is out on, like, MTV2 and BET, right, recently? Is that...
Well, people have been telling me that it's the jam of the week on MTV, so
Whoa.
They're seeing it, like, all the time, which is good, yeah.
That's real good.
Yeah.
Yeah, MTV's still the place to be.
Sometimes. I don't really watch.
Yeah, I don't
either. The only TV I'll watch will be like an independent film channel, Sundance. Sometimes I'll catch MTV just to see like what's up with it. But
Sundance is nice.
Sundance is nice. IFC, and yes. I like documentaries too. A lot of documentaries.
Do you?
Yeah.
You know what we just saw? I just saw The Boys of Baraka. Did you ever hear?
Oh, I was.
You need to see it.
I'm like knee deep working on my new album now, so I actually haven't been doing anything except for that.
Well, when you get. It's not very long, but when you get less than 2 hours where you just want to lay back and watch something that'll open up your mind a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Boys of Baraka.
Okay.
And Everything is Illuminated is another movie I will recommend to you as well. Those are mind openers and mind benders.
That sounds good.
I think, with the style of tunes you put out, I mean, you're all over the range, I think. I can't categorize you simply hip hop, trip hop. I mean, I hear soul.
Yeah,
I hear
just music.
Soul, man. I hear
it's just music, man. Period. Just music.
Absolutely.
You know?
There's two types, either good or bad. And this album, let's.
And it's all relative to the listener.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be.
Yep.
I don't need anybody telling me what's good and what's not so good.
Yeah. No. When I pulled together, my album that's out now, Trip to Life, Fantastic. You know, I love so many different types of art and music and, you know, that I didn't want to make just a hip-hop album. You know, I had to really satisfy that thirst to just be free and do whatever I wanted to do, whether it was singing or rhyming or in between. And, you know, if I wanted live instrumentation, a samba or a sample, you know, I didn't want to be really, I didn't want to be confined by any type of rule, so...
It shows. You know. It shows in the production. I tell you right now, it's
it's real diverse.
It's very diverse, top to bottom.
Yeah. It's like an iPod, you know.
It sure is.
In your iPod, you're not just gonna have one style, one genre of music. You know?
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. My show ranges from you name it to you name it. You can hear you can hear Willie Nelson and Ladybug Mecca on the same show.
That's why.
It is, yeah. Hopefully they...
You know what? That's going to keep people coming back for more. They're going to want to know, like, what's next. You
absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's cool.
And
cool.
I think that's the way for me to do it.
So stay tuned in, y'all.
Yeah, man. And I think Diggable Planet carries the same vibe for me as well, though. The you never know what you're going to expect sort of album.
Yeah. We pretty much just do whatever it is that, you know... we're feeling,
yeah,
you know?
Momentary.
So it just kind of worked out like that. We don't really try to duplicate, you know, what we did on the prior album, you know, and I carry that with me also, you know? It's just about being where you are right now.
And let's talk about Trip to Light Fantastic, because that's really what I'm here. That's really kind of where I'm at for you. I want to get the folks to get used to saying those four words, Trip to Light Fantastic. If you haven't, you know, if they haven't listened to it, it's one of those you have to try. And it's you can definitely check out ladybugmecca.com, right? And that's a place they can check out a little bit of it.
Yeah.
If they needed to.
Yep.
They could trust us.
You can listen to a sample of each track. And you can purchase it, or you can purchase tracks separately, or you can buy the entire album if you choose. But yeah, you can definitely listen to a piece of it there.
But like you said, this album is like an iPod. The 18 tracks, you know, neither nor are any alike. You know, they're all so different. So if you're gonna go out and buy track by track, you're gonna end up with 18 anyway. You know, and you don't get the artwork that way.
True.
And beautiful artwork, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
A lot of the we pulled it together ourselves, of course. Our New Paradigm is the label that I run with my partner. So we did all that ourselves, and it was cool. It was a good experience.
And that's a beautiful segue, because that's what I wanted to talk about next is your label.
Okay.
And it's called again?
New Paradigm Entertainment.
Right on. And it's NUPARADIGM.
Correct.
So what's up with that? You know, what kind of artists are there more artists on there? Is it you guys?
Yeah, there is there's one other artist named Remedy Jones at the moment. He is a singer-songwriter. He does more of your big rock pop, you know, those great rock songs, mm-hmm. great lyrics, great melodies. He's that, you know. He's awesome, and we're pulling this stuff together now. He's from L.A., born and raised. He's a little L.A. rocker kid. So, yeah, you know, New Paradigm, we're just about, like, you know, we don't have a lot of artists on right now because, you know, we like to dedicate, you know, quality time into developing and bringing the artist's vision through. So, you know, we have him, and we're just about bringing timeless music out into the world.
I think your label is going to be a lot like my show, where you're going to have you're going to have just you know, that open, wide open forehead sort of artist, just whatever works, whatever clicks to the ear that time, man.
Yeah, it's like whatever resonates to, you know, our staff and us, whatever we can connect with, you know,
I trust you.
Support it.
Yeah, I trust your ear. I know that. I know I'll be checking out whatever you guys choose if you're involved. Yep, absolutely. Now, what's in your iPod, speaking of?
Wow. I just got a Zoom, so I transferred everything over to that.
Yeah, some favorites that you might think not know about.
That you might not know about. All right, well, there's this artist. Her name is Santo Gold. She's on, I want to say Lizard King. I think she's on Lizard King. But she's not out yet. She'll be coming out soon. But she has two great songs that I happen to have on my MP3 player. I love it. She's cool, Santo Gold. And also, I really like Sly and the Family Stone's Small Talk album.
All right.
Have you ever heard of that one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
one of my favorite albums of all time.
You have the whole thing on there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I special ordered it and, you know, the CD itself, and then just popped it in there. So.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I've already featured Center of Nowhere on my show, because I just, I mean, that's the one that I gravitated toward the first time I listened to it.
Okay.
And now, I was just sort of curious where you were at, maybe, I don't know, spiritually, or I don't want to say personally, because that's your business, not mine, but where you might have been at when you were coming up with or being involved in that particular track.
Right.
Because that one takes me places that, you know, I close my eyes and I go.
Right. Well, thank you, man. I'm glad it moves you. Mm-hmm. That song, it moved me the same way. You know, I when I wrote that, I was in a place of just accepting a lot of the changes, like changes that happened suddenly. You know, just drastic changes. Mm-hmm. You know, so I kind of it was more like writing that song was like my medication.
Oh,
you know?
Right.
You know, natural, holistic medication.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, the green, you know, kind, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, you know, it that's basically what it represents for me and where I was at that time. You know, I just needed to feel
healed.
Good and heal right and, you know, and keep it moving.
Yeah. It was like a musical Band-Aid for me, I guess. So I feel I feel that healing part.
Yep. Cool, man.
Yep.
That's good.
So just one last question, and then just quickly talk about maybe your websites and stuff again. But
okay.
A lot of the songs on your album, Trip the Light Fantastic, I want to keep saying it, they're very playful.
Okay.
It's a very playful album. Now, mm-hmm. you know, as a young kid, what were some of your favorite games growing up?
Rubik's Cube.
Uh-huh.
Monopoly.
So you're a mind. You played those mind games.
Yeah, I played those too, but I got real physical too. Like I got into sports and I got into karate. Karate was my big thing from like 3rd to 11th grade. You know, I was real deep into that and soccer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Strong legs. Now, what kind of games do you play now as a big kid?
As a big kid,
like Scrabble. Do you Scrabble or?
You know what? I bought the Aquila and the Bee edition of Scrabble like a few months back. Haven't played it yet, but I can't get anyone to play it with me. You know?
I just played last night.
Yeah,
some Scrabble.
I want to play so badly, but you know, for Kwanzaa, We got the children some cool games. They just been playing like Mousetrap and Operation, the Shrek Edition.
You rock.
Know, all that fun stuff.
You're cooler than I thought. Those are cool games,
I love
man.
It.
Yeah, those
We're
are
like,
cool
Mom,
games. Candyland and all that, man. All that.
For the kids. It's for the kids.
Now, do you have any questions, a question for me or anything before I let you go?
I don't have any questions, but, you know, I do want to let people know that they can download for a limited time a free version of the Candy remix that has a verse I laid on it.
Oh.
So it has, you know, everyone is on it except I squeezed my verse in there. And it's available on my MySpace page. You can download it for free. And the MySpace page is...
Yeah, it's myspace.com/ Ladybug Mecca.
That's uh-huh.
And, I mean, that's the place where I'm going to go right after I'm done chatting with you, and I'm going to listen to that sucker.
Yeah, the Dogstar remix is there, and there's also, like, a little experiment I did with the Rack and Tour Steady As She Goes record.
Mm-hmm.
You got to peep that. I think you'll really appreciate that.
Right on.
You got to hear that. It's called Steady She Goes, featuring Ladybug. You'll see it up there.
I'll see it. I'm looking. Mm-hmm. I'll be looking.
All right. This is good, man.
And if you're ever in need to come this way in Connecticut, if you ever have anything going on, you want to stop through, you know you're welcome. You know, you guys now know how to get in touch with me, and the door's always going to be open.
I would love to come through.
I don't think there's anything cool enough for you right here, but, you know, we'll find something. how was playing with Galactic?
Oh, that was cool. It was cool. It was our first time. We didn't have a rehearsal or anything. We kind of just... You know, went out there and played it by ear, so it was fun.
Does anybody have a recording of that?
I don't know.
Oh, I'd love to get that on the air.
I really don't know. We did a song for their album.
Oh yeah, I have it.
Yeah,
I have it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But if you can get your hands on anything live from that thing, I'll spin it.
I gotta see. Me and they had Gift of Gab out there too.
Sure.
So we both kind of went out there and, you know, played around afterwards. And
Black Alicia is just what they were working with. They did a little something with G Love on his latest release too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Everybody's staying busy.
I've just been in the lab working hard. So
well,
I don't really know.
Now when
I'm trying to get this album done.
When can we expect that album?
Hopefully before the year is out, you know?
Yeah,
yeah.
Good.
I mean, I want to wrap it up in February. So,
cool. Well, yeah. if you need, you know, a cameo from Mr. G, I'm available anytime.
All righty. Well, you know how I like to get down with my skits, so you never know.
You never know.
All right, Mr. G.
All right, and you have a great evening.
You too, man. Thanks. This was a great interview.
Yeah, and I'll get this back to you.
I'm going to check you out online, too.
Of course you are.
What time online? 11 p.m.?
Oh, no, I'm going to be playing your music at 11 a.m.
11 a.m., okay.
11 a.m. Eastern on Saturday.
Saturday morning. Okay, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah. Get your friends to listen, too.
I sure will.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. Yeah, and if Snoop, you know, Snoop asks about me, you know, you tell him.
Yeah, I'm going to let him know you said what's up.
Yeah, what's up,
Snoop?
And,
you know, to come through again, because, you know, he knows how y'all do.
That's right. Hey, take care. Great to talk
you
to
too.
You.
All right, Mr. G.
Peace.